Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're looking at lesson 16 from our newest book, Path to Shiva, which is entitled, What is the Namah Shivaya Mantra? Namah Shivaya is the most famous and holy of Saivite mantras chanted daily by millions of devotees. Namah Shivaya means adoration to Shiva, and appears in the Yajurveda and the famous Sri Rudram hymn to Shiva, which we heard this morning, right? That's when all the monks go like that. It is known as the Panchakshara, or five letters. Each syllable has a meaning. Na is the Lord's concealing grace, and Ma is the world. Shi stands for Shiva, Va is his revealing grace, and Ya is the soul. The five letters also represent the five elements. Na is earth, Ma is water, Shi is fire, Va is air, and Ya is ether or akasha. This mantra is repeated verbally or mentally, drawing the mind in upon itself to cognize Lord Shiva's infinite, all-pervasive presence. It is freely sung and chanted by everyone, but it is most powerful when given by one's guru. Before this initiation, called mantra diksha, the guru will usually require a period of study. This initiation is often part of a temple ritual, such as a homa, fire ceremony. The guru whispers the mantra into the disciple's right ear, along with instructions on how and when to chant it. Traditionally, it is repeated 108 times a day while keeping count on a strand of Rudraksha beads. This practice is called japa yoga. When done correctly, it calms the mind and brings spiritual insight and knowledge. It also keeps the devotee close to Shiva and within his protective global fellowship. Gurudeva advised, when life becomes difficult or strained, say to yourself, Shiva Shiva, or Om Shivaya, or Namah Shivaya. Mentally put it all at his feet. Morning, I brought my flowers, and I have the idea, and I don't have any flowers. So. Namah Shivaya. Okay. Shakti is red. Shiva is white. Properly color-coded. We can go either way. Let's go this way. Namah Shivaya. Okay? Namah Shivaya. So here we are. We're the soul. Ya is in the middle, surrounded by two shaktis, Na and Va. What does that mean? Well, it means the soul is initially pulled on purpose by Shiva as veiling grace to the world. He wants us to have experience in the world. Why is that? To mature. We need to mature the soul through experience. As Patanjali says, you know, the world provides two things. It provides experience and it provides moksha. First, we need the experience to mature. So we're pulled toward the world on purpose. And then when we've had enough of the world, this kind of recedes. And the va and the shi. So va is revealing grace. We're pulled toward God. We get interested in religion. It's not that we forget about the world, but before that, we weren't very interested in religion, and we get interested in religion, and so it's pulled toward God. We become interested in worship and religion and things like that. So it's a natural pattern that is there and is controlled by the two red flowers known as grace. Thank you for listening to my prop there. This one's a little deep, but figured one deep item out of three would be okay. This is another statement on the Panchakshara, but it's about the two-syllabled Panchakshara, Shiva. Two syllables. It's in Merging with Shiva, lesson 109, and I bet very few of us remember that it's there. But it's very mystical and relevant. When one looks at the earth and the sun, one thinks more of the earth than of the sun, which is so far away. Traveling through space toward the sun, the earth fades into a distant speck, and one contemplates the sun as it looms larger and larger as he draws nearer and nearer. There is no intellect here, you see, for the intellect is connected to the earth in its exterior ramifications of worldliness. The devotee's path is to merge into the sun. The devotee's path is to merge in the totality of his awareness, willpower, and life force into the self, God, Shiva. Shiva is the ancient name of the self God. Mystically, she is the absolute state. Va is the all-pervading self flowing through the mind. So, absolute. We're talking here the three perfections of God, Shiva, so transcendent absolute is represented by she, and va is the all-pervading consciousness, Sat-Chit-Ananda. So Shiva, the absolute and all-pervasiveness. It is only when the devotee, through yoga disciplines under the direction of his Satguru, traverses the thought strata of his mind that he begins to experience what he has been learning philosophically. Then the sun, his Shiva, the self-God, blooms paramount before his vision. Earthiness, worldliness, humanness, instinctiveness fade into a speck within his memory patterns. And like the astronaut hurtling through space toward the sun, awestruck as to the impending annihilation of the remnants of his identity, the devotee, piercing his inner depths, awes at the magnificence of Shiva. Isn't that a nice one? It's been there all the time, and you forgot. What's an interesting meditation? Meaning it can be turned into an interesting meditation. She and Va, in other words, we don't have to do Shivaya Nama or Nama Shivaya, we can just do She and Va, reflecting on God as the absolute and God as all pervasiveness. Or we can do it reflecting upon ourselves as the absolute and ourselves as all pervasiveness. So it's a very interesting two-syllabled version. We can make it a three-syllabled version. Shivaya. We can do that as Shiva's three perfections. Shivaya. Adding ya, the primal soul. Parameshvara, ya. So we have Shiva as the Parashiva, Parashakti, and Parameshvara. The three perfections of God. Shiva. Shivaya. So we can think on that. And then you turn that on yourself. You got she and va, which are perfect, and you got ya as a soul, which is you, and you're still maturing. So that's your soul body. So you can meditate on yourself as the perfection of Parashiva, the perfection of Parashakti, and the imperfection, meaning not yet perfect, or a work in progress of the soul body. So thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya.